sudden craze. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
News. I'm Shiri. Preston, after jumping to their highest level in nearly 4 years to start the month, initial filings for unemployment benefits dropped back last week. President Trump wrapping up his two-day trip to the UK with a news conference alongside Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Jimmy Kimmel Live, preempted indefinitely by ABC after comments that Kimmel made regarding right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk's death. President Trump cheering the move on social media. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with other reaction.
An immediate response from leading Democrats. From Senator Chuck Schumer to California Governor Gavin Newsom, firing commentators, canceling shows, these aren't coincidences. It's coordinated, and it's dangerous. Unions representing entertainment professionals and writers have condemned the decision.
Disney, the parent company of ABC and ABC News, Charlie Kirk's memorial set for Sunday. Federal judge blocking the Trump administration from immediately deporting Guatemalan migrant children. This is ABC News. A key meeting of a CDC panel getting underway today. On the agenda, a schedule of recommended vaccines for children. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy recently firing all of the committee's members, stacking it with people who he had handpicked, several of whom have voiced vaccine skepticism. 76 days after the Hill Country floods, Texas Governor Greg Abbott was back bearing gifts. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan from Dallas.
With at least 135 deaths and billions in property damage from the July 4th floods, Governor Greg Abbott says
the emergency doesn't end the day the water stops rising.
The literal flood was met by a flood of support in fundraising events like country star George Strait's benefit concert. Abbott brought checks totaling $7 million in donations to flood victims like Reese Whitley, who says his small portion will go a long way.
We've lost literally everything.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
I'm Shiri Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The race for Wisconsin governor is getting more crowded. Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong announced her candidacy yesterday. Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform. So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running on Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. Brown County homeowners can pick up a free tool to help them stay safe from toxic, undetectable gas in their homes. The County Health Department is offering free radon test kits for homeowners. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S., according to the Brown County Health Department. Health Officer Anna Nick says radon is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers, and it is preventable. Testing for radon is the only way to know if this dangerous gas is present in your home. Homeowners can pick up a free short-term radon test kit while supplies last from any Brown County Public Health location in the Green Bay area. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers prepare for Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers face the Browns in Cleveland Sunday at noon. Although they're now 0-2, the Browns showed a good run defense against the Bengals and the Ravens. Matt LaFleur.
Really good players across really their whole defense. That's a big reason they're the top-ranked defense in football right now. But they've got a lot of guys that are a hard-penetrating front that cause a lot of problems for quarterbacks.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers host Maryland. Saturday at 11 a.m., the Terrapins are 3-0, Wisconsin 2-1. The Brewers going for a sweep after beating the Angels again last night, 9-2 in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff with 10 strikeouts, allowing just one run on two hits, getting his 10th win of the season.
Tonight was a big outing for me in terms of just getting the body back acclimated. You know, it's been roughly 10 days or whatever it was, and yeah, it was huge for me to get back out there, and my body got going there in the second, and then everything kind of back to normal.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
Partly cloudy and still hanging on to some heat today. Highs scrape the upper 70s with light breeze. We'll see more clouds than sunshine tomorrow, and it'll be cooler. Highs in the mid-70s, breezy winds, and a chance of rain rolling in later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW or listen at WGBW.fm.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you.
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pot.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Gonna show if you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe. Means you ain't gonna show.
WGBW 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW with me and you and a dog named Boo. I am Laura McKenna. Something seems to always be getting more expensive every time you turn around, right? Like, oh, expect this to go up. Oh, this is going up 10 cents. That's going up a dollar. It's like, oh my gosh, can something just come down? Well, looks like gas might be getting cheaper. The reason, though, I guess I never realized this, but you learn something new every day. Even when you get older, there's still more things to learn. That is coming up in a half hour. My mind is blown. I never knew this was a thing, but it's coming up.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, materialized again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craftoberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes. Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We hope you're enjoying the programming here during the week. And, of course, we've got some good shows on the weekends, too, on Sunday morning. The 9 o'clock slot goes to Dr. Kristen Lyerly. You can tune in for talks on health and family and everyday life.
Your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. My green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine.
tambourine. Drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Right on Local News and Timeless Hits. We are 97.9 WGBW, and we promise you local news updates every single half hour. Now, we have another one coming up at noon, but let's get you one right now from our WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Brown County homeowners can pick up a free tool to help them stay safe from toxic, undetectable gas in their homes. The County Health Department is offering free radon test kits for homeowners. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S., according to the Brown County Health Department. Health Officer Anna Nick says radon is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers, and it is preventable. Testing for radon is the only way to know if this dangerous gas is present in your home. Homeowners can pick up a free short-term radon test kit while supplies last from any Brown County Public Health location in the Green Bay area. The Green Bay Police Department says the use of force in a Bay Beach arrest this summer was justified after an internal review. Several bystanders took video of police arresting a man last June and posted it to social media, drawing public scrutiny over how the officers handled the arrest. The video shows six police officers kneeling around a man on the ground while being filmed by a camera crew from the TV show Cops. The department issued a news release a few days later confirming a camera crew visible in the footage was with Cops TV. Police Chief Chris Davis also addressed community concerns in person at a public event. Davis explained that all uses of force are reviewed internally, including the Bay Beach incident. The arrest was made after police responded to reports of a suspicious person who allegedly made uncomfortable comments to a park employee. That person resisted arrest after repeated warnings from police, and officers used force to take him into custody, according to the initial news release. The man who was arrested was later charged in Brown County with disorderly conduct and resisting an officer. The Green Bay Preble Athletic Department just announced the 2025 Athletic Hall of Fame class. The five athletes will be inducted into the Preble Athletic Hall of Fame at a ceremony on September 26th in the Preble Auditorium. The 2025 class includes five former Preble athletes who went on to achieve excellence in sports. The honorees' graduation dates from Preble span decades, from 1977 to 2014. The public is welcome to attend the induction ceremony at 5:30 on Friday, September 26th. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Partly cloudy and still hanging on to some heat today. Highs scrape the upper 70s with light breeze. We'll see more clouds than sunshine tomorrow, and it'll be cooler. Highs in the mid-70s, breezy winds, and a chance of rain rolling in later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Touch of my soul now. What I told you.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. You can sign up for that daily newsletter called Civic Media Today. Go to civicmediatoday.substack.com.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Knowing, I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do do, feeling groovy.
Feeling groovy. Feeling groovy.
I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Make it move your shoulders. Like, you just can't help it. It's CCR on Local News and Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. And hopefully this would make you move and groove a little bit, too.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that time I let it get away. Playing every day. So in love with me, I played around.
news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. They say you learn something new every day, and I just learned this. Was super excited to tell my husband, Alex, and he said, oh, you didn't know that? I'm like, no, I just found out today. But apparently gas is going to be getting a little bit cheaper, not because of economy things or anything like that, but just because they're switching to the winter blend gas. The change typically happens around September 17th, so likely yesterday. So we'll start to notice at the pump, since it contains more butane in the winter blend gas, it's cheaper to make and cheaper to sell. I did not know that.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems. And if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Green Bay, get ready to explore and experience the Old Main Street District. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Thursday, September 18th from 5 till 8 p.m., you can explore a variety of Old Main Street District businesses at this brand spanking new event. Each business is offering you an exclusive one-night-only special with hands-on activities. Some of them involve tasting or trying new things, and best of all, each one gives you an opportunity to treat yourself. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
WGBW. On a Sunday afternoon,
on 97.9 WGBW. If you can't tune in on the radio, you can always tune in on the Civic Media app.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, to Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please.
97.9 WGBW. Local news, timeless hits, music that still sounds great.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, I'm lost in
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Another news update is coming up next.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
Michelle Franzen. At a joint briefing, President Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed disappointment and frustration with Russia's President Vladimir Putin over continued strikes on Ukrainian cities. ABC's Karen Travers says Starmer felt the allies must ramp up the pressure on Russia.
The president was not cleared what kind of pressure he would be willing to put on President Putin to get him to agree to a peace settlement. In fact, the pressure he was talking about was on European countries who are still purchasing oil from Russia. And at this point, it's only just a handful, because most of those countries had stopped doing it 3.5 years ago when the war began.
A key CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting today and tomorrow to review and vote on vaccine policies for children. It includes the MMRV, hepatitis B, and COVID-19 vaccines. Medical groups sounding the alarm due to the new members who have expressed vaccine skepticism. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour, investors bolstered by yesterday's interest rate cut. This is ABC News. 76 days after deadly floods hit central Texas, Governor Greg Abbott meeting with families affected by the disaster.
With at least 135 deaths and billions in property damage from the July 4th floods, Governor Greg Abbott says
the emergency doesn't end the day the water stops rising.
The literal flood was met by a flood of support in fundraising events like country star George Strait's benefit concert. Abbott brought checks totaling $7 million in donations to flood victims like Reese Whitley, who says his small portion will go a long way.
We've lost literally everything.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Starbucks employees and